There had been widespread use of human rights journalists. He had wanted the judge to consider the 115 articles. His lawyer, David Sherbin, read a statement on his behalf outside the High Court.
Everything we said was happening at Mirror Group was in fact happening, and indeed far worse. As the judge has said only this morning, we have uncovered and proved the shockingly dishonest way which the Mirror acted for so many years.
Junior doctors have announced fresh strike action in England for later this month. The British Medical Association says members will walk out for 5 days from the 24th of February. Health Secretary Victoria Atkins insists she wants to find a reasonable solution. Our correspondent Matthew Thompson says this development could be tricky for the Prime Minister.
Until this dispute is resolved, Rishi Sunak's chances of meeting his pledge of cutting NHS waiting lists, something that he only last week admitted he had failed on, well, that pledge stands almost no chance of success.
It's been confirmed two dogs that fatally attacked a woman in Essex were XL bullies. Esther Martin was killed on Saturday after reportedly breaking up two fighting puppies. The body of a six-year-old boy has been found in a car in County Waterford. An investigation has been launched following the discovery shortly before midnight. A woman was arrested. British Airways says it's going to resume flights to and from Israel in April. The airline, which suspended services in October due to the ongoing conflict in Gaza, will launch 4 services a week. And football's lawmakers have reportedly delayed plans to publish details of sin bin trials at elite levels of the game. A blue card could be introduced, which would see players leave the pitch for 10 minutes after committing tactical fouls or showing dissent. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy. We'll have another news update at 3.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's continuing to be sort of dull and overcast here in Brentwood. We haven't seen any light rain in the last hour or so, but we could well have it. It's a possibility also that there could be a sunny interval, but again, we've not seen one of those in the last hour. But let's hope that we do before we get round to sunset this afternoon at 17:02. So today, 13 degrees and it's a high and a low of 7. Tomorrow, a better day. Sunny intervals around, a high of 11 and a low of 5. Sunday, we've got light rain and sunny intervals throughout the day, a high of 9 and a low of 2. And on Monday, we've got a sunny morning and a showery afternoon with a high of 9 and a low of 1. But it's looking much nicer for next weekend, but it is the middle of February, is it not?
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
Back, and if you just joined us, it's great to have your company with us here this afternoon from a dull and overcast Brentwood, but we're hoping that the music is not keeping you feeling in that way yourself. And we've had some nice messages in about people enjoying the music here today, so that's really nice indeed to hear. We've had two of the three artists for the birthdays competition this afternoon. We've already had Alice Cooper, and then we had Kimberly Wyatt from the Pussycat Dolls. So the third of our artists that we've got here today, Rick Astley, an English singer who became active in music for several decades. He gave worldwide fame, of course, in the 1980s, having multiple hits, including his signature songs, Together Forever, Whenever You you need somebody, and especially never going to give you up. And as of July 2021, that song, Never Going to Give You Up, had just topped the 1 billion views on YouTube. So I think we know all about Rick Astley. We don't need much more information about him. But he's actually, in his career to date, he's sold over 40 million records worldwide. So I thought we couldn't really have anything else, could we? So this is When I Fall in Love. UK number 2, Belgian number 1, top 10 in 3 more countries. And indeed, I believe that actually it was number 1 in a vast number of countries, more than just those I've actually mentioned. Top 10 in the USA as well. And worldwide, it sold over 5 million. So, how old is Rick Astley? Radio at phoenixfm.com. And I tell you what, we don't want to hear the usual kind of Rick Astley's, do we? So we will have this track, When I Fall in Love, which in fact was from the album of his, the first album that came out. Yeah, this is Rick Astley in a much quieter mood than the disco Rick Astley that we're used to. Came from the same album as Never Gonna Give You Up, and a completely contrasting track.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. I can feel that, you feel that way too, when I fall in love with you.
Rick Astley. And of course, it's Never Gonna Give You Up, which has had over a billion hits on YouTube. And that's from the same album. Thought we'd have that today, make a nice change, really. And he doesn't make many tracks like that, does he? That's Rick Astley. So the question was, how old was he? So we've got all our answers in here, so we'll be able to go through them here today. Thanks for taking part to all of the four regulars. So Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and Patrick in Ingatestone. And we'll see who's done what with our answers today. So we started off with Alice Cooper. And I can tell you, actually, before we do anything else, it's not a political comment, it's just an observation. Alice Cooper is younger than both of the two candidates for the USA presidential election. There's just a thought to conjure with. So, Chris thought 74, Bob 75, Chris in Guildford 79, and Patrick 78. Alice Cooper is, in fact, 76 years old. So, Bob, that makes you the closest, so you get 1 point for that. Then we came to Kimberly Wyatt from Pussycat Dolls and asked how old she was. Chris thought 49, Bob 45, Chris in Guildford 51, and Patrick in Ingatestone 42. Patrick, you're the one she would really like. And actually, you're absolutely correct, because she is, in fact, 42 years old. So then we came to Rick Astley that we just heard, and how old is Rick Astley? Well, Chris thought 62, Bob 59, Chris in Guildford 56, and Patrick 58, and Rick Astley is indeed 58. So, Patrick, another 3 points for that, which means that today both of the Chrises are sadly not scoring anything today. And Chris in Guildford, he's won the last 2 weeks, so he's going to be mortified, isn't he? But no points for there. Bob, 1 point for you today. But storming away with two correct answers and consequently 6 points, it's Patrick in Ingatestone. So congratulations, Patrick, and thanks to everybody who took part. And I know a lot of you just play along without emailing me, and that's absolutely fine. I hope you enjoyed taking part in that as well. Patrick, you wanted to hear a track by Enya, saying that you've listened to Enya's music for a long, long time, and could we share some of it today? So we're going to have the track that everybody really knows by Enya. We're going to have Orinoco Flow from 1988. It was a UK number one for 3 weeks. It was number one in 4 more countries. It was top 20 in 10 more. On top of that, in the USA, it was a number 24. The album which really set her off on worldwide fame was Watermark, that it came from. It was her second album, and that has actually made over 8 million sales.
Let me reach.
That's Orinoco Flow from Enya. Congratulations again to Patrick for taking part and winning today. And thanks to everybody else who took part in the competition.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And tomorrow there's the tabletop sale happening at the Elim Church High Street in Ingatestone between 10 and 3. New made cards, home handmade jewellery, pre-loved clothes, puzzles, toys and books. Tea and coffee and cupcakes will be available in the Hope Cafe as well. All this is in aid of Univad, which is the charity supporting children in the slums of Brazil. And we had Laura in talking about that charity last week as well on the show blog, and all the information about that charity is there on last week's show blog, and that's worth checking out to find out all of the information about that. Happening on Sunday, there's live blues at the Checkers, 44 High Street in Billericay. The Jack Austin Dempsey Blues Band will be playing live at the Checkers from 3 p.m. and that is a free admission.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up with payments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Patrick Sherring, 123 on Phoenix 98 FM.
Sometimes we shoot arrows in the dark, chasing the dream in our hearts. Why do we try to aim to please when you can't?
can't take the blame for how people feel. We isolate ourselves when we're down, hiding in the shadows, afraid of the crowd. Behind walls we collect our thoughts. We fight the fear until they're lost. You will fall, you will doubt. There will be heartbreak, you will shout. Never forget the fire deep inside. Keep searching for their desire. Well, it burns, it still burns. You will fall, you will doubt. There will be heartbreak, you will shout. At the seams, but life often gets in the way. Let's all hope we get to see it one day. You will fall, you will doubt. There will be heartbreak, you will shout. Don't compromise.
Shay Rafferty from his album Making History, which came out in 2022 and in fact was my album of the year for that particular year. This is Gloria Gaynor, and this won the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Gospel Album in 2019. This is He Won't Let Go. And this is a duet with Bart Millard.
You may be down and feeling low, tossed by the wind, wherever it may blow. You're just confused and filled with doubt, lost in the dark, and you can't see no way out. There is a mountain for you to run to, where there's a rock,
trust and believe he'll do the same for you. It's nothing we can earn, just takes a little faith. It's nothing we deserve, it's just his amazing grace. And if you
of traditional gospel, then I recommend that album. That's Gloria Gaynor and Testimony. Don't forget all the local food banks, wherever you happen to be, they all need your help at this time. To a continuing need here of the Brentwood Food Bank telling us that they're helping over 200 local people every week who would otherwise go hungry, which is an incredible thought. So they really need your help. They require all kinds of tinned goods at this time: hot dogs, tuna, mince and onions, chicken in sauce, braising steak, chili con carne, potatoes, chicken and beef casserole, all day breakfasts, soup, meatball, spaghetti, custard, rice pudding. And they also need other food items: jams and spreads, biscuits, tea, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice and toiletries, soap, shampoo, shower gel, deodorants and shaving foam. That's their list. I guess wherever you are, the list is virtually the same. If you're here in Brentwood, of course, you can leave items at Sainsbury's or indeed at the Doddingshurst Road Church, where they're always happy to take items. If you're in Ingatestone, you can leave things at Budgeons. And, of course, the Elim Church in Ingatestone do their own food bank as well. And of course the Daily Bread Cafe in Hutton, they're also looking for all kinds of similar kinds of items as well. They're also looking for family cereals and Easter treats and washing powders and fabric softeners and toilet rolls as well, and you can leave items for them at St. Peter's Church in Hutton. But wherever you happen to are, just do what you can to try and help people at this time. It's just gone 2:30 and we haven't yet done this, so I think we need to do this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll have a look at what's happening at the local travel here and around in the area. Centre of Billericay, that's quite busy at this time. Also, there's the ongoing traffic run by Shenfield Station as well. Centre of Brentwood now much busier than it was an hour ago. Of course, you would expect that to be the case. So everywhere around Shenfield, around Wilson's Corner, is very busy. Now it's also busy around the Brook Street roundabout in almost every direction, particularly along the motorway. Motorway itself now are very, very busy indeed, particularly very busy now coming down from the M11, and that's from the Harlow side. It's also very busy then forward on towards Abridge and all of the areas south of that junction as well. That's now very busy, and then there's a knock-on effect all the way along the motorway from that as well at this time. We go down towards the bridge and the tunnel. everything there not too bad at this time, pleased to say. And we have a look at the A12, see what we've got anything here that we should be needing to tell you about. No, all good there at the A12 at this time as well. There's a continuing problem along the A127 where there's been a couple of accidents now around the East Horndon area, and that's causing problems if you're heading in an easterly direction. Central Chelmsford too, of course, fairly busy now, particularly round the Army and Navy. So I'll give you a full travel update in an hour's time. And as the sun shines through the window here in Brentwood, that we've got to the time for the vintage chart this week. Going back to 1994. So let's have a look at the lineup. Number 20, it is indeed Elastica with Lineup. Number 19, Uptight, Sharon Nelson. 18, Perpetual Dawn from ORB. 17, Now and Forever from Richard Marx. 16, Linger from the Cranberries. 15, Cornflake Gold, Tori Amos. 14, Twist and Shout, Chaka Demos and Pliers. 13, Anything from Culture Beats. At 12, it's I Miss You. And at 11, Give It Away from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. At 10, it's Sweet Lullaby from Deep Forest. 9, Like to Move It from Reel 2 featuring Mad Stuntman. Number 8, Coming and Out of the Rain from Wendy Moten. 7, Baby Come Home from K7. 6, All for Love, Brian Adams, Rod Stewart and Sting. And at 5, it's A Deeper Love, Aretha Franklin. For the Power of Love, Celine Dion. 3, Return to Innocence from Enigma. And 2, Breathe Again from Toni Braxton. And number 1 this week in 1994, Things Can Only Get Better. And that comes from D-Ream. In fact, it was number 1 in the UK for 4 weeks. And it was also top 10 in 8 more countries as well. And it's a real sing-along. And dance-along as well, for that matter.
Remember this golden classic.
You can walk my path, you can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way, you ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. Singing in our pain can only get better, can only get over me, you know. I know that things can only get better. I sometimes lose myself. I got the
They're singing along in Hollows, and that's Things Can Only Get Better from D-Ream. How can that be 30 years old? Unbelievable. Number two, 1994, this particular week, Breathe Again, Tony Braxton. It was a UK number two, a USA number three, and it was top 10 in four more countries. That's Tony Braxton. Number two in the chart this week in 1994, and Breathe Again. And at number 16, going up to number 14 as its highest position, these are the Cranberries and Linger. It was at number three in Ireland, number four in Canada, and USA number eight, but it actually stayed in the USA Hot 100 for 24 weeks. And that sort of thing happens a lot these days with downloads. But back in the day, 30 years ago, that was a rarity. The third of our three tracks today from the chart this week in 1994. There'll be another vintage chart along next week together with the birthdays competition. And my studio guest, which will be Julie Hardy, who comes from the Kelvedon Hatch, Bentley and Navestock group of churches. And she'll be giving us an update on everything that's happening in their churches and all kinds of things about Lent as well. Should be really, really interesting. And
looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits, set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent art, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Thank you.
Hello. Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Joe will be along in 10 minutes' time after the news. Right back at 1 o'clock, I promised you that brand new track from Billy Joel, and here it is. This is Turn the Lights Back On.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I inside the home that we built? The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't, maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm here right now. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell
me how. I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? I'm here right now. Yes, I'm here right now. Looking for forgiveness. And I can see
Spinny Child, the first new release for him for 17 years, and Turn the Lights Back On. This is Tom Jones from 2010 from the album of his that he brought out then called Praise and Blame. This is Lord Help the Poor and Needy. Tom Jones. Haven't played that for a long time, but I thought I'd play it today. Rather great track, isn't it? Lord Help the Poor and Needy from the album Praise and Blame. And ending the show today, this is Jean-Michel Jarre taking us back to Oxygen Part 4 from 1977. It was a UK number four and number one in Belgium and Spain. The album it comes from, Oxygen, of sales of 20 million. Ah, there is a real track back to this. That's it for today. Thanks very much. Joe, be along after the news.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.